I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We're talking to Army Specialist Alexia Kane, who returned home from Iraq last week after serving a year-long tour of duty. We've also now got Major Michelle Spencer of the U.S. Army Reserves. She helps smooth the transitions for soldiers and their families. She's a medical coordinator with the Army's Wounded Warrior Soldier and Family Hotline Program. Alexia, thanks for staying with us, and Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you. Hello, Farai.
Hey, so Michelle, you just heard Alexia share her story. She's right here with us, but what advice would you give her about staying healthy through the transition back to life in the U.S.?
Well, welcome back, Alexia.
Thank you.
Yes. It's a blessing, isn't it? And it's a blessing for me to know that we have family. And for me, I got back 5 days before Mother's Day, and I have two teenage sons. And with their love and their support and my parents and my family, I just knew I couldn't make it. But one day at a time with this new normal. So that's has been able to help strengthen me during this time.
Alexia, do you take it one day at a time? Do you really try to sort of slowly reintegrate into American life? And how is it different to wake up in a bed in the U.S. every morning than it is to wake up in a barracks in Iraq?
It feels great. I know that I have some food that's not going to really give me indigestion later on. But just to know that I'm safe, just to know that I'm back home, gives you that extra comfort. And taking it one day at a time is the best thing to do. I'm still adjusting to the jet lag and, you know, the time difference and everything. But knowing that I'm home, knowing that I'm safe, that's just the best feeling just to wake up with.
Now, Michelle, you work with some people who are not quite so healthy emotionally or physically. Tell us about your Wounded Warrior program and how it works.
Well, it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline, and let me give you that number. It's 1-800-984-8523. Farai, the hotline was designed to identify problems, issues, and to receive a resolution for our soldiers and our families at the highest level and quickly as possible. And since March of this year, we have fielded over 5,400 calls where the top issues are, of course, medical-related, finance, personnel, but we will take every single call, and there is no shape or form is this to circumvent chain of command issues, but just to help them, and soldiers will not have any retribution. So we encourage them to call so they can feel that they are definitely supported and we can help them in any way possible.
Now, Wounded Warrior has been around for a while, but the hotline is new. Just want to mention also that we'll be sure on our blog, nprnewsandviews.org, to put up the number.
Thanks.
So the hotline is new. Why do you think it was brought into life?
Well, you know, Farai, of course, we had the Walter Reed situation, but the Army is forever trying to improve, and we're committed to excellence, and we want to give the best care for our soldiers and families. They have fought honorably, and if they're injured or if they have any type of issue, the hotline is there to help them with inquiries, issues, concerns, to help them feel that there is a place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have a staff of almost 100 soldiers and contractors to meet their needs and ask any question.
Now, Alexia, were there any people in your unit who were wounded? And do you think that any people in your unit are having a hard time adjusting back to life in the States?
Honestly, I don't know to both questions. When we came back, there were a lot of families here, and a lot of people, you know, went to their families. We have people that are on leave now. So right now, everybody's just kind of dispersed and trying to just get back. So to be honest with you, I really don't know.
Now, Michelle, what about your reentry? You have also, as you mentioned, we spoke to you shortly after you came back, and your son was so excited to have you back. I'm sure one of the things that is ongoing is reconnecting with your sons. What's your reentry been like?
It's been a challenge. I had to readjust what my schedule was. I mean, like the first week I kept on wearing the same shorts and and shirt because I was so used to my uniform, of course, the loud noises. But I knew that I had to take the time, connect with my family, share as much as I could to unload off my chest. And you know, I practice yoga, so it was really big for me.
And you taught yoga in Iraq, which was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, Baghdad yoga. And that was a helpful, it really served me spiritually, emotionally, and physically, and just the connection. And it's okay to sit with the emotion of that I'm sad. I'm happy or I'm confused. And because as soon as I got here, I moved from Florida to Alexandria, Virginia, to work with a hotline. And then what was a blessing was for me to work with the Wounded Warrior Family Hotline, because I'm still connected and I'm still mobilized to be able to reach out to families in a real beautiful way, in a compassionate way that I'm still serving.
We've been talking about the increased suicide rates among soldiers. Do you ever get someone who's just on the brink, and what do you say to them?
Well, with our hotline, there is our hotline, they handle those calls expeditiously. They will reach out to the MPs. I mean, they have a whole protocol, and I am not really comfortable with all what they do, because I don't handle that call at the hotline. I don't pick up that phone. But our hotline staff, they are professional and they can handle any of those calls. And please call 1-800-984-8523 for any issues that a soldier may feel that they may have to go that route.
Now, Alexia, do you ever feel that your family is also going through a decompression as well as you?
Yes, they are. One of the things my mother told me was that, you know, when you call me, I can say, you know, let me call you back, or I don't have to worry about did I miss her or is she going to call back. So we're all trying to get back on the same schedule of, you know, talking to each other and making sure everybody's doing okay. I think my mom was the most relieved to see that I'm back in one piece. And I think, you know, seeing her, talking to her, that really took a lot off of her, because I know she went through a lot. So a lot of it is calming down with my family. They were very, very happy to see me. And again, they just called and said, you know, I just wanted to call and make sure that you were still going to answer the phone. So it's still a lot of adjustments that's going on.
All right. Well, ladies, we are very glad to talk to you, very glad that you are both stateside and doing well, and we'd love to talk to you more in the future.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking to Army Specialist Alexia Kane, who returned home from Iraq last week after a year-long tour of duty, and also Major Michelle Spencer of the U.S. Army Reserves. Thank you guys both so much.
Thank you.